During the first approval process for new charter schools since the commission's creation, commission members unanimously turned down 7 schools. The schools were denied for a variety of reasons. But commission member Tony Loudon says saying no to many of them wasn't easy.
I am torn today because I see good charters that are so close.
But Loudon says he wants to make sure only solid applications are approved and students don't go from one low-performing school to another.
It may not be a perfect process, but one thing I don't want to do is put kids in the same situation. I want good charters in the state.
But schools that were turned down, like Byron Peach Charter High School in Peach County, expressed concerns over the commission's process. The school was denied over financial concerns. Petitioners tried to rectify those concerns by getting the city of Byron to pledge financial support before the meeting. But commission members said the proposed changes came too late. That upset Byron Mayor Lawrence Collins, who fought for the charter schools amendment and says the petition is high quality.
It's unbelievable. You know, I have some real difficulty following the logic. You know, we've gone through the political process. The state amended the Constitution to allow things to do this, to create charter schools. And it seems like this board is just sort of hell-bent on preventing them.
Board members asked the schools to reapply next year. Meanwhile, they approved a charter for Utopian Academy of the Arts in Clayton County. Michelle Worth, WABE News.